I'd worked by then with Francis about a year. And I was just at the point where the research was about, I at least had enough to get started. And I was about ready to, as a matter of fact, I think I had started putting some material down, actual narrative, some narrative. And that was in April. Now, when Frances eventually went to the hospital, and she died that August, May, June, July, August, she died 4 months later. When she went into the hospital, she was terribly anxious to see the material. On the 30th of June, after that April, I signed a contract with the Edge of Night and went immediately into the soap, first soap I'd ever done. And almost at once, the schedule began getting very heavy. Because I had explained to Frances the thing which she knew anyway. Whenever a job in the theater came, I would have to set it aside or at least not work quite as diligently, and she understood. And a couple of times I did an 8 or 6 or 10 week run of something, and then I'd come back to the typewriter. So I was so anxious to get that material to her. At the same time, I was committed to my mother after my father died, because she could not function physically on the lake, on the broken lake, and I was the only one of the family who could stay and wasn't committed to a job. So I stayed as long as I could to clean up all the affairs of my father's and help my mother as much. So I felt I was only going to stay a week, but I ended up by staying 4. But the minute I got back, I went immediately to the typewriter, because I knew Frances was anxious to see something down on paper. So she said, "I don't care what it is, let's just get it started." So I did. I started putting some stuff together. Then I signed the contract for the soap. And it was on the 30th of, that was the last day of June, early July. They said, they called to say, it's really bad for Frances. Jean Radcliffe would call me daily with, I cannot tell you, the most horrendous reports. In, I guess Jean needed someone terribly at that time, so she would call me long distance almost daily with the physical responses. How much in the way of ounces of blood she threw up daily. What her evacuation was. How many cc's of the drugs they were giving her she had, what she said, how much she slept. I cannot tell you, it was like every single day of the world that woman called me on the telephone. Now, I was dealing with my father's death. I was dealing with a new job also, and I was trying to deal with this material at the same time, and dealing with those phone calls almost daily. It was the most clinical report. A doctor could not have gotten a more clinical report or a more detailed one from Jean Rankin. So I started, and in after the show, every day I was on. I would come home and work and sometimes until 11 and 12 of them. Then on the weekends, I worked straight through. And I don't know where the hell I studied the lines or did that, but somehow I got through that month. 10 days before she died, I sent her some material. Very loose, very, really not at all complete, but it was some material. And every day, she would say, "I must read this now that Lois sent." But every day, of course, she grew weaker and weaker. And she was in pain, and they kept her heavily drugged. So that she never did read the material. Jean read it and thought it was wonderful. It was a good beginning. But she never read the material. However, the fact remains, I did get it there in time, and she knew it was there, and she knew I was on top of it. And, you know, she died the 1st of August, and that was it. I was very disheartened by Frances's death, because I was rather fond of her. I knew her well by then.
Why didn't you finish the book?
Because the publisher at that time, and that was Doubleday. No.
Putnam.
Oh, shoot, I can't remember.
Putnam,
excuse me. Felt that Francis's death made a difference. they felt that she had been out of circulation for so long that for a book like that, they needed her for the PR work.